BBC World Service. Coming to you from London, it's PM, Pete Myers and his Sunday People.
The summer of my 16th year was probably the most enchanting of my life. Now, that was the summer I ran away from home and ended up working in a Paris bordello, or to be precise, working for the ladies who worked in the bordello. Like creatures out of a Lautrec painting, they were hard whores with generous hearts, who worked all night and slept all day. But before they retired for their well-earned rest, each of the 11 ladies I worked for would knock on my Montmartre garret, have a cup of morning coffee, hand me a fat wad of French francs, and a shopping list. My job, as you probably gathered, was to do all their daily chores, which their night work didn't permit them to do, such things as laundry, the shopping, the buying of gifts, posting letters, and so forth. Also, I was a virgin at 16, and even though I was extremely keen to lose it, none of my 11 professionals would volunteer or even dream of taking my innocence. My aching purity was in some ridiculous way a symbol of their lost innocence, and that summer of my 16th year was painfully platonic. Monday was my night, and that was their night off. And taking it in turns, each of my 11 employers would take me somewhere special as a treat. A picnic in Versailles, a visit to the Louvre. Cécile, for instance, was an expert on Picasso's Blue Period. And there was Marianne, beautiful Marianne, who would escort me to the left bank to one of two clubs, La Cave or La Rose Rouge, and there we'd sit in silence and listen to the songs of her idol, who was about the same age as herself, Juliette Gréco. In the summer of my 16th year, Juliette Gréco was the high priestess of the Paris left bank. Already a legend, she was at the heart of a philosophy known as existentialism, which few people could define, but which, like meditation in the 60s, was all the rage of Paris in the 50s. The gurus of existentialism were Jean-Paul Sartre and Albert Camus, and their muse was Gréco, whose songs of love, existence, politics, philosophy, and sex were scandalizing France and outraging the establishment. Like Edith Piaf, Gréco was singing in the streets as a child, but unlike Piaf, she was a very bright child. At 13, she was reading Sartre, and at 14, under the German occupation of Paris, she was imprisoned for the political activities of her family. Like a character from a Greek tragedy, always wearing black, which only highlights her pale, beautiful features, Gréco is arguably the greatest French chanteuse since Piaf. Both women suffered enormously in their youth, but whereas Piaf made an art of her tragedy, Gréco uses it to signify the stupidity of life. Love and men are dominant factors in Gréco's life, and for love she embarked on a short-lived but best-forgotten film career in Hollywood. Two of her best-remembered films, in fact, were made in Africa, which did nothing for Africa, Gréco, or the progress of cinema. But it's in the theatre where the woman really reveals her best features, her intelligence, sophistication, sexuality, and even her fears. She's an extremely intimate artist, and the following conversation should enlighten you on her life and art. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest this Sunday, Juliette Gréco.
L'âme on meut, l'alléluia, qui est cul et chemise, avec ce qu'il y a de mieux une paradise. L'âme on meut, l'alléluia, l'éternel promise, chante sur cette terre-là. Quand elle vous fait la bise, je ne suis qu'une femme, un sésame. Ouvre-moi, ad vitam, aeternam, et je serai à toi. Dieu qui est un bon diable m'a fait tanger gironde. Il faut même à sa table de tout pour faire un monde. Je suis l'alléluia des trottoirs d'outre-tombe, fille de l'au-delà. Faire l'amour m'incombe, je suis l'alléluia, la fille de réglisse. Dans mes bras, il y a un jardin de délices. Je ne suis que une femme, on me touche et je glisse, on me couche et j'ai l'âme à un doigt de la cuisse. Dieu qui a l'œil à tout m'a fait de sous la frange le ronron d'un matou. Dans la bouche d'un ange, je suis l'alléluia, le fruit pas défendu, une sorte de hiatus. Dans les écritures, j'ôte ma chemise et tu vois l'au-delà. Ce que je catéchise sont tous passés par là. Je suis l'alléluia des Miss in Paradis, la plus ex-cathédra, des chairs la plus exquise. Je suis la paix des âmes quand on est dans mes bras. Entre dans mon sésame, le bon Dieu te rendra.
Madame Greco, in many people's minds, black is a color that seems to have some particular significance for you. I mean, you wear black gowns on stage, and, you know, to some people, black is the color of despair. Today, now, it is the color of beauty. If there is a significance for you, what is it?
I think it comes from my blood. I don't know. My father was a Corsican, and all the women there are dressed into black. And I don't know if it comes from there or not. I don't know. And also, black to me is an open window to every kind of imagination. You can put on anything on black, can't you? And everything comes out much, much brighter.
You started life, in a sense, and being aware of it at a very early age. In fact, I get the feeling that perhaps you were robbed of your childhood because of circumstances.
Of course, yes. I was in the street. I was 14.
It is said that you started singing in jail. That sounds very dramatic. Mm. But is it true?
When you're alone, when you're a child, what do you want to do, you know? When you're hungry, when you're lonely, when you're miserable. But at the bottom of misery, which means no hope, you sing, don't you? Mm. What do you want to do? You dream, you sing, you try to look through the window. There was a little hole in the window. And everyone who has been into jail at that time knows it in France. It was in Fresnes. And there was a goat, a white goat, we could see. And she was running around a piece of wood with a chain around her neck. And to us, she meant liberty, you know. She meant freedom, even with the chain around the neck, because we were so lonely.
How old were you at that time?
14.
You were in prison under the occupation. The Nazis had put you there. But what was your crime?
My crime? My crime was to be alive, I believe. My crime was my family was working for the resistance.
Your mother and your sister, I mean, were deported to Ravensbrück, the notorious camp.
Yes, and they came back. I was too young. I wasn't a Jew. If I would happen to be a Jew then, at any age, they went, you know, babies and everything. But we were Catholics, so I didn't go.
Je me souviens d'un coin de rue aujourd'hui disparu. Mon enfance jouait par là. Je me souviens de cela. Il y avait une palissade, un taillis d'embuscade. Les voyous de mon quartier venaient s'y batailler. À présent, il y a un café, un comptoir tout neuf qui fait de l'effet, une fleuriste qui vend
ses fleurs aux amants et même aux enterrements. Je me souviens d'un coin de rue aujourd'hui disparu. Je me souviens d'un triste soir où le cœur sans espoir, je pleurais en attendant un amour de 15 ans, un amour qui fut perdu juste à ce coin de rue. Et depuis, j'ai beaucoup voyagé, trop souvent en pays étrangers. Monde neuf, construction et démolition, vous me donnez des visions. Je crois voir mon coin de rue et soudain apparu, je retrouve ma palissade, mes copains, mes glissades, mes dessous muguets de printemps, mes 15 ans, mes 20 ans, tout ce qui fut et qui n'est plus, tout mon vieux coin de rue.
In your youth and the time of existentialism, in that era of the Left Bank, and you were at the very center of it, you found fame eventually, but it was always, in a sense, you were regarded as something different and unique and a woman of great intelligence.
I was just surprised, you know, when people came to look at me, because they were coming just to look at me, staring, you know, and I was always looking to see if there weren't peanuts in their pockets, you know, as they do for the monkeys. Really, people is quite surprising. And I was very young and quite aggressive.
Has that changed much now, the aggressiveness? Are you still aggressive?
Yes.
What are the things that make you aggressive now?
Stupid people. Drives me mad.
But the world is full of stupid people. You would be eternally aggressive.
I don't see. I don't see a lot of people. But when I have, for instance, to talk with someone about things, serious things, you know, and I find a wall, that makes me very unhappy.
Many people who know your life and know your art would probably say the most stupid thing you ever did was when you gave yourself to Hollywood and embarked on a series of films that were, in a sense, a disaster. How did you make such a
mistake?
I didn't
give myself to Hollywood. I gave myself to a man.
Ah.
So that's all the same thing. I just fell in love with him, you know. He was a very attractive man. He was quite a strange man, very, very strange. Completely different than any other man I ever met. And I was fascinated, you know. And then I started getting nervous, you know, because it's impossible to live with such a man.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to make me a star, but I was a star. And it makes it very difficult.
Of course, the thing about you is that you always strive to be faithful to yourself. This is part of your philosophy, being yourself. You know, and here we talk about this man, Mr. Zanuck of 20th Century Fox.
Mm-mm.
You were in love with him. Did he in any way try to mold you in the tradition
the
he was brought up in?
Well, the trouble is, he was in love with me, but in his own way, which isn't very, very normal, you know. He wanted me to be what he wants, you know, and you can't take a tiger by the tail, you know, and that's what he tried to do. If you love someone, you give him happiness, or you give her happiness. If you don't, you'll just go to hell, because it's very bad.
Qu'il doit faire bon dans ton lit. Laisse-moi y glisser la taille. Le ciel ne me dit rien qui vaille. Nous aurons encore de la pluie et moi si seule dans mon lit. Je pense aux filles de mon âge qui prennent pour la soirée d'orage quelques amants ou un mari. Comme la plume y est légère, j'y entrerai bien tout entière. Si tu ne menais pas ce bruit que de sermons en pleine nuit, as-tu si peur que je te touche? Ouvre ton lit, ferme ta bouche, maintenant c'est trop tard, j'y suis. J'ai presque trop chaud dans ton lit. Sous la couverture de laine, éteins la lampe qui me gêne et viens près de moi, je t'en prie. Faudrait pas croire que je suis fille à courir après les hommes et si gourmande de la pomme qu'il me faille un homme à tout prix. Mais cependant, je t'avertis, jusqu'à ce que le jour se lève, que tu le veuilles ou que tu rêves, que si tu me touches, je crie.
After your romance with your man from Hollywood has
ended...
If
you call that a romance, I think I'm going to go away.
Your commitment.
Yes. Mm.
What happened after that?
What happened after that? Well, I fell for another one, which was easier. I don't remember which one it was.
Are men a very important part of your life?
In the sense of friendship, very important. Extremely important. I like very much men. I like them. I feel comfortable with them. I like them. I like the way they act. I like the way they are. Mm-hmm. I think they are very tender and very nice and very generous.
Today we talk about the liberated woman. It's a cliche, perhaps, you know, but in the light of today's feelings, do you feel that you've always been a liberated woman?
Completely. As much as I can be. Without hurting somebody else.
But is that peculiar only to French women?
No, I think that they have a way to accept and to do their woman's job at home in a certain way, but they do it happily, you know. They like to cook. They like the house, you know, the housework. They like it. Most of them really do. And when they don't like it, they go away. Mm. Why not? Why stay somewhere, you know, when you're unhappy?
For 21 years now, you have been singing your songs.
I'm adult now.
There've been songs of love, there've been songs of political undertones, overtones, you know.
Irony.
There's cynicism.
Little dirty songs, naughty, all kinds, all sorts of songs. Mm-hmm.
In a sense, have the public always accepted your songs, or have they found them just to be a little shade too intellectual, perhaps?
Oh, first of all, it has been a big fight. They even thrown stones at me in the street once. But...
Stop. Why would someone throw a stone at you in the street? For what particular
reason? Because I was scandalous. I was the face of the scandal, you know. That black thing, you know, frightening, with long hair and no makeup and big black eyes, you know, like a sort of
a witch.
A witch, that's the word. What's that, you know?
But was the scandal because of the songs were of political nature?
The song who made the worst scandal was "I Hate Sundays," because it's a Catholic country. And it says a lot of things about Sundays.
The boredom of Sundays.
That's it. And so, scandal, you know. What's that devil?
I mean, today that would not be a scandal.
Or today they laugh, you know. So they agree.
So if you want to cause a scandal today, what would you have to say?
Just to go on doing what I do, you know. I always find something. Don't worry.
Les dimanches de printemps, tout flanqués de soleil, qui effacent en brillant les soucis de la veille. Les dimanches pleins de ciel bleu et de rires d'enfants, de promenades d'amoureux ou timides serrements, et de fleurs aux branches, et de fleurs aux branches. Et parmi la cohue des gens qui, sans se presser, vont à travers les rues, nous irions nous glisser, tout de main dans la main, sans chercher à savoir ce qu'il y aura demain, n'ayant pour eux tout espoir que d'autres dimanches, que d'autres dimanches. Et tous les honnêtes gens que l'on dit bien pensants, et ceux qui ne sont pas, mais qui veulent qu'on le croit, ceux qui vont à l'église parce que c'est la coutume, et qui changent de chemise et mettent un beau costume, ceux qui dorment 20 heures car rien ne les en empêche, ceux qui se lèvent de bonne heure pour aller à la pêche, ceux pour qui c'est le jour d'aller au cimetière, et ceux qui font l'amour paraissent qu'ils n'ont rien à faire, environ notre bonheur. Comme j'envie le leur d'avoir des dimanches, d'aimer les dimanches, de croire aux dimanches. Quand je hais les dimanches.
Unlike so many artists who've had an easy time with audiences, you've had a battle with your audiences, particularly.
I still have sometimes.
What is the battle? I mean, what is the barrier then, you know, that stops them coming fully with you, that there is some obstacle, some feeling that holds them back?
First of all, women thought I was a danger, because men used to look at me in a certain way. I don't know why, but it's like that. You know, I'm not specially beautiful. But that's what it is. You know, I've been trying to make myself understandable without screaming, you know, without. Sometimes they say I'm a diseuse. You know what it means?
No, tell me.
They say I say the words more than I sing them, you know? But it's not quite true. The only thing is I sing them very softly. Because I don't think sometimes you can't say I love you. It's completely out of reality. No, you say I love you. Say I love you. No, this is opera. You know, let's go, let's go, let's go, and they stand still. You know, no. I don't think it's necessary to shout. I think it's necessary to be understood.
Je me souviens de tout, tu sais. T'en souviens-t-il? La chambre accrochée sur les quais, le mois d'avril, les premiers courages fragiles et mesurés de notre voyage immobile. Non, je ne m'en vais pas, je reviens, mon amour. Non, je ne t'en veux pas, je reviens, et j'en tremble. Tant de choses se sont brisées depuis le jour où nous nous sommes déchirés en chiens jaloux. Tant de jours, tant de nuits passées de chiens loups. en petites âmes déplacées. Non, je ne m'en vais pas. Non, je ne t'en veux pas. Je reviens et j'en tremble.
You've been singing for a long time now, 2 decades, and you're an established figure. But do you have any fears at all of the future?
The same ones.
What
exactly
are those?
The same ones.
The same as you had when you were younger.
Exactly. Exactly. Can't. That there's one thing you can't change, it's fear. You can't.
What is the basic fear of any woman, I mean, in your position? What is the one predominant fear? Is it growing old?
No, not at all. I just told you no.
No.
The great fear is to see the people I love dead. For instance, my daughter. I couldn't take it. But sometimes I wake up at night and say, is she alive? No? And can't go to sleep again. That's the only thing. Because death is the only thing against you can't win. You're born with it. And that's all. You have, you know, she's your closest friend. You have to make with it. You can't get away of it.
Chanson is a great French music hall tradition.
Yeah. Here we
go. Do you feel you're a traditionalist in that sense?
I don't think so. I don't know. Perhaps we'll see that when I'll be dead.
When you die, mm-hmm. What would you like said about you?
I loved her.
Je voudrais faire une chanson. Une chanson comme on n'en fait plus, pour chanter un amour profond, un amour comme on n'en fait plus. Une chanson,
je voudrais faire une chanson
comme on n'en fait plus.
Je voudrais faire une chanson
avec des mots rares, des mots imprévus qui ne se comparent à rien d'entendu. Une chanson,
je voudrais faire une chanson
comme on n'en fait plus.
Je voudrais faire une chanson
pour un cœur sincère et pris d'absolu qui en tout diffère de ce que j'ai vu.
Je voudrais faire une chanson comme on n'en fait plus, pour chanter un amour profond, un amour comme on n'en fait plus.
Une chanson,
je voudrais faire une chanson
comme on n'en fait plus.
Où
des notes rares auraient reconnu sur une guitare des accords perdus. Une chanson,
je voudrais faire une chanson
comme on n'en fait plus. Pour un amour tendre que rien n'atteindrait et pourrait prétendre à l'accord parfait.
Je voulais faire une chanson comme on n'en fait plus, pour chanter un amour profond, un amour comme on n'en fait plus.
Pour ma chanson,
je voulais faire une chanson,
trouver des mots rares, des mots imprévus, et une guitare aux sons inconnus. Une chanson,
je voulais faire
comme on n'en fait plus. Mais sur cette terre, je n'ai su trouver cet amour sincère dont j'ai tant rêvé.
Alors j'ai fait une chanson comme on en fait tant, pour un amour sans illusion, un amour comme il en est tant.
A double tracked but a great original, and the woman who will always be associated with the Paris summer of my 16th year, Juliette Gréco. And that's it for this week from producers Mick DeLapp, Ian Collington, and our editor Marjorie Hartley. Thank you for being with us, and from me, Pete Myers, good evening.